The Cubs and the Braves at SunTrust Park on Tuesday, but not before a 2.5-hour rain delay at the onset, and Joe is feeling it. Well, Joe, maybe this will wake you up.
Golf to right, hit hard and deep, and gone into the chop house.
It was spinning below the strike zone, and Nick went down and got it, didn't he? It
wasn't a strike. He just happened to be right where he wanted it.
1-0 pitch. Hit hard to left center field. Under Enciate is not going to run that one down. It lands in the third row. Javier Baez with a solo home run to left center, and we are back to even at one apiece. Hit hard to center field over the head of Ender Inciarte. Back to the wall, looks up, gone. Wilson Contreras with a three-run home run to center. And it's 4-1 Chicago. Second home run of the inning allowed by Newcomb. Fastball, outer half, upper thigh area.
Sign out, payoff pitch coming. Swinging him in. Fastball right down the middle, but I had a little giddy up on it. That is the first strikeout reported by Lackey. Lackey looks, Lackey delivers. It is a slider, and it's hit on the ground to short. Slowly to Addison Russell. He'll go the short way. That will erase Enciarte. So a fielder's choice will take care of Kemp. The Braves cannot cash in the leadoff walk. We've wrapped up five innings. The Cubs still hold the lead. It's still 4-1. Holds the bat high and awaits the 0-1 pitch. Jackson to the plate. Curveball chopped slowly toward first. Tough play for Adam. He'll make the tag and get the runner coming down. The run will score. Adams gets the put out. It's going to go three unassisted. Zobrist gets an RBI, and the Cubs move it up to 5-1.
Following a rain delay of 2.5 hours, things did not get much better for the Braves. They did have an early 1-0 lead, but Chicago scored the last five runs of the game as the Cubs came away with a 5-1 win. Here is Atlanta skipper Brian Snitker.
Struggled with his command a little bit, but you know, still it didn't get completely out of range. I thought he kind of gutted up and made some big pitches at times, and could have got way out of hand, but he battled his way through and didn't let it happen. So that's one thing I looked at. But he wasn't as sharp as he's been, and secondary stuff was kind of not there. So it's going to happen.
Is this part of the learning process? And if so, what do you tell him?
Yeah, no, just keep. I mean, I was praising him when he came in. He's battling his way through and made some big pitches at point. Sometimes, and he's going to have those. I mean, it's. But I didn't think he ever gave in, and he kept working and kept competing, and like I say, ended up. When he left, it was 4-1. I think when he left, had strikeouts, bases loaded, and the ground ball knocked one of his runs in. But over, all in all, it could have been a lot worse.
You did leave him out there with those bases loaded. What did you kind of see with?
Well, I just saying compete, and there's just some of them situations where they got to get themselves out of trouble, and he struck out the pinch hitter, and at that time, that leadoff guy is going to see him for the fourth time, so that's not. Real good thing. So
he's facing some pretty tough lineups coming up here.
Yeah, he has, and it's good. I mean, that's a great, good experience for him, and he's fine. I mean, he's a young pitcher trying to learn on the job, and he's competing very well, I think.
You had a few chances or threats there early on against Lackey. One of those indications where he may have found a groove.
It just kind of kept everybody off balance, and. He's moving it around and changing speeds and just couldn't get a hold of him.
Camargo with two more hits.
Yeah, a couple of hits just couldn't bunch anything together tonight to had some guys on, just couldn't get a big hit.
Newcomb went long enough for you to stick with that plan to go with the 7-man pen?
Yeah, I'm still chewing on that in the morning. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's we'll make that decision in the morning or today.
Sean Newcomb was given an early 1-0 lead but could not hold it as he had a very difficult third inning, first giving up a leadoff homer to Javier Baez, then later in the inning, a tie-breaking three-run shot off the bat of Wilson Contreras, which put the Braves down for good. Newcomb spoke to the media following Atlanta's 5-1 loss to the reigning world champs.
Obviously it didn't go like I wanted to. That third inning, obviously had a couple walks in between those two fastballs that they just hit well to center. But letting up some runs there in the third and still being able to go out and throw a couple more innings, get into that sixth inning, getting that, I think getting Jay out was kind of, I looked over at, after I had let up that third hit, and I kind of thinking maybe that was it, but then usually me and they're bringing in Jay, who's a lefty, so I figured that would be probably my last guy, so I knew I kind of knew I had to attack him, so I knew if I could kind of finish on that note that would be something good to move forward on.
These last three outings, you faced some really tough lineups. What have you learned maybe about yourself or about, you know, being up here facing teams like these?
I mean, yeah, all three of them have been good lineups, and I think that I need to do a better job of attacking the zone and getting ahead. Tonight I didn't throw a lot of strikes in spots that I needed to. I was trying to do a little bit too much of my off speed, just kind of trying to not live pitch by pitch, maybe kind of thinking too far ahead and things like that. And it just didn't go too great against, I mean, obviously the good lineup like you said, but I mean, I just gotta go out and attack pitch at a time and not worry about what just happened and what's about to happen. Just keep focusing pitch at a time.
Obviously a long delay tonight. Did that affect you at all?
I mean, waiting around is not the best. I got up and I was down the bullpen. I did my toss, and then when I was on the mound for like 10 pitches or so, and then they pulled the tarp. I think there was two other times I went out and started playing catch, and they pulled the tarp again. So, I mean, kind of it's hard to get in a groove there, but it's kind of stuff you got to deal with.
How about you look at these three starts? I mean, the first four were so good. You look at these three, it's just part of the growing process.
Yeah, I mean, that's all you can do. Just learn from it. Just keep moving forward. Just trust in my stuff. I know that I can get people out with any of my pitches, and as long as it's set up properly and I do everything else in between my starts properly and make sure I'm ready to go out there and throw as many as I can. But I think I just need to just kind of slow it down. Just keep doing what I was doing when I got here, and just keep attacking.
It was nice just to end that start on this note to get Jay, though.
Yeah, that felt good.
The Braves try to bounce back on Wednesday behind R.A. Dickey. He'll be opposed by Mike Montgomery.